this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. When we study the scriptures, we see that God has not dealt with all men in the same way. We have called these changes dispensations. They are not so much periods of time as they are descriptions of the way God deals with men. In Scripture, there are three great divisions of time, places of blessing, and titles of the Lord Jesus Christ in connection with these divisions. Regarding the three divisions of time, first, in Genesis 1 through 11, God deals with nations. Romans 1 relates to us the two reasons why God gave them up. They did not glorify God as God, neither did they thank Him. Second, in Genesis 12, God called one man from among the nations, Abraham. He was going to be the beginning of a special nation, and all the rest of the Bible deals with that nation except for a few letters of the Apostle Paul. Third, the last seven letters of the Apostle Paul present a new revelation. In these letters, we learn that God has set aside Israel as His chosen people. It is only temporary, however. And in these letters, God is dealing with Jew and Gentile on the same level. Now let's look at the three divisions of blessing. There are three places that the redeemed will live in the future. First, the earth. The future earth will be peopled by the nations. Israel will be the chief of these nations. Some of these nations will be the sheep of Matthew 25:32. Second, the heavens. This is the better country where the city that Abraham looked for is located. This is the New Jerusalem, which comes down from God out of heaven. It will contain both Jew and Gentile who are blessed with faithful Abraham. It will go to the heirs of promise and the Israel of God. They are the citizens of heavenly Jerusalem and are called the bride of the Lamb. Third, we have the heavenly places. This is the place where Christ now sits far above all. This is the place where the body of Christ is blessed with all spiritual blessings. It is at the right hand of God. It is a special place of blessing reserved for the members of the body of Christ. Now, most importantly, the titles of our Lord Jesus in connection with the places of blessing. First of all, in the future earth, the Lord Jesus will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The most important feature of the future earth is Christ as King. Second, in connection with the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, Christ is the bridegroom. The bride is important, but the bridegroom is the most important. Third, in connection with the heavenly places, Christ is the head of the body, the church. So, it does not matter where the calling is, it is the same Christ, in a different role, that makes the calling special. So let's sum up. First, the hope of Israel is to be resurrected and possess the land promised to their fathers. They had laws and ordinances and circumcision. The Hebrew Scriptures never present a hope of anyone going to heaven. Israel will be a blessing to the other nations of the earth. Second, the hope of the Church of God during the Acts is that the dead in Christ will rise, and the living, together with those who rise, will meet the Lord in the air. Then the Lord returns with the saints to the earth. This church is made up of both Jew and Gentile. There were two faiths and two gospels during the Acts. The middle wall of partition was still between Jew and Gentile. They observed Passover and water baptism. They were still subject to the law except for the Gentiles. Third, the hope of the church, which is the body of Christ, is to have an earlier resurrection. They will be manifested with Christ in glory. This is the place where Christ now sits. This hope will be realized before the hope of Israel or the church of God during Acts. So, do you know what your calling and hope is? I do not know of any denomination that has the hope of the body of Christ in its creed. Even in Paul's own day, this message was rejected. Paul said, "All they which are in Asia have turned away from me." The last seven letters of the Apostle Paul contain the mystery of the body of Christ. No longer are the nations blessed through Israel and faithful Abraham, but in and with Christ. Before this mystery was revealed, the Jew was first and had the preeminence. But when the Jews rejected the message of Peter and Paul in Acts, it brought greater blessings to Jews and Gentiles who are saved in this dispensation. Both Jew and Gentile now have access to the highest place of blessing and have a hope of an earlier resurrection. Read Ephesians and Colossians for the details. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.